Hi everybody, my name's Tom. I'm going to be reading from the Bible today, which is going to be in Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 1. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived.
Friends, can I give my welcome this afternoon to our carols event today? My name is Luke, and maybe like you, I like joyful news. What is the most joyful news that you have received? In fact, just today, I heard the news of an engagement. Perhaps you might find the news joyful of getting a glowing report card, perhaps getting a promotion, or maybe hearing that somebody's had a baby. Now, we have just read about some shepherds who received some joyful news. Some angels have told them that Jesus has been born. But lots of babies are born each year. Why should these shepherds care about this particular baby? And they don't even know this baby. He's not the child of their relative, nor is he some super important Roman emperor. Yet the angels expect that the news of this baby's birth should be a source of great joy for the shepherds, and in fact, the whole world. Why? Let's take a closer look at our story to see why Jesus being born is such joyful news. Our story picks up with the Roman emperor wanting to conduct a census, so people must return back to their hometown to be counted. And we meet two expecting parents, Mary and Joseph, who need to travel back to the little town of Bethlehem. They arrive. Mary has her baby, and they must lay him in an animal food trough because there are no proper rooms available for them. Talk about a rough start in life. This doesn't seem like a baby who will ever amount to much. But on the night Jesus is born, angels appear to some shepherds nearby. Now imagine you're one of the shepherds out checking your livestock in the middle of the night, and then you're blinded by the light of an angel that appears in the night sky. The shepherds were terrified, and I reckon I would be too. But this angel wasn't there to scare them. Instead, he was there to bring them joyful news. The angel says, "I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." We now find out why Jesus' birth is meant to be so joyful for the shepherds who've never met him or his family. It's because he's a Savior. But hang on, why do the shepherds need a Savior? Why does the world need a Savior? Well, because that would include you and me as well. Jesus came as a Savior because we needed a Savior for our sin. The biggest story of the Bible says that we all sin. What is sin? Sin is our natural tendency to reject God's loving rule over us and make ourselves our own rulers. And that in turn leads us to do wrong things, to hurt other people, and in the process, to hurt God. And the fact is, sin deserves punishment because of how terribly it treats both God and other people. One, sin puts us before God, the loving ruler of the world, and it robs him of the worship he deserves. And two, sin puts our interests in front of other people. And that's why God can't let us in go unpunished. So according to the Bible, we're sinners and we deserve punishment. That's what we need saving from. If that's true, then we'd expect Christmas to be bad news for people. It's when God's chosen one, Jesus, turns up into a world who has rejected him. But as it turns out, Christmas isn't bad news. It's good news. It's joyful news. Why? Because Jesus hasn't come to punish us for our sin, but to save us from it. Jesus came to save us in a way that no one else could, by dying in our place for our sin. Jesus paid for our sin at the cross on Easter. Jesus paid for our sin on the cross so that we don't need to pay for it. How did he do it? He took our sin on him instead of us, and he died in our place. He took our sin and God punished him as we should have been. And since our sin was dealt with in Jesus, God doesn't need to punish us, but he can offer us forgiveness. And so in that way, Christmas is the joyful news that Jesus was born as a baby to one day save us from our sin. Perhaps a short illustration will help. Say one day, a curious band of teenagers are warned by their parents not to head into an old, dilapidated building. But as the teenagers couldn't help themselves, they snuck inside. And yet they weren't prepared for what would happen to them. They were taken hostage by illegal squatters. The teenagers were locked up in a small concrete basement with no way to escape. And what's worse, they knew they had caught themselves in this mess. They've got themselves caught in this mess. What were they to do? But finally, after 48 long, cold hours, the door unbolted, and in was pushed one of their fathers, who had originally warned them not to go into this exact house. They expected the father to be furious and condemning, but instead he was calm and forgiving. What's more, he'd arranged an exchange with the squatter. The squatter could have him if the teenagers were let go. And so the teenagers were set free at the expense of their dad. Their dad remained confined for several more days, but then he finally managed to escape when the squatters weren't around. Everyone was free, and the squatters were eventually charged. Now, in this story of our teenage hostages, the teens got themselves in serious trouble. But one dad saved the teens by taking their place in the locked room. And in this sense, he was a savior or their rescuer. At Christmas, we also see that that humanity, by rejecting God, has put us in serious trouble. But like the teens, we had someone graciously step in and take our place. Jesus took our sin and its punishment so that we can find forgiveness and rescue. And that makes Christmas really joyful news. As I come to my last point, can I ask the band to come up and prepare for the next section? So coming back to us on this really beautiful Saturday afternoon, what has this story of shepherds and joyful news have to do with us? Well, the story of Christmas matters for us because we are also sinful and need saving. You and I naturally have a posture that naturally rejects God. And Christmas can be joyful news for us because Jesus didn't come to save people, just save people of his time, but people of all times. Even for us who are sitting in Lockleys Primary School Hall, God offers us to save us through Jesus as well. And so this news is not just to hear, but to respond to. Whether you're not in school yet, whether you've seen many generations pass by, Jesus offers you joyful news if you'll accept it and let it shape your life. So what will you do? If you'd like to know more about this Jesus who is joyful news and what he means to Christians who come here at Trinity of Lockleys, can I suggest two ways that you could find out more? You could ask somebody. You can ask the person who invited you today. You can ask myself. You could come check out church. You could come check out church on Christmas Day this coming week. Our service is at 9:30 a.m. Or you could visit church any other Sunday of the year at 10 a.m. We'll be here singing about this great Jesus and looking at the Bible, the extended story of Jesus the Savior. Now we're about to eat some great food and have some fun outdoors. It'll be a joyful time. And why not ask a friend about this Jesus while you're munching on some food? It'd be a great way to find out about this Jesus this Christmas. Let me talk to this Jesus now as I pray. Savior Jesus, you really are joyful news. Thank you for coming to us. Please give us the joy of being forgiven by you. Amen.
The band have prepared a reflective item for you all to listen to. We invite you to remain seated, and the lyrics will be up on the screen for you to read along and reflect. Thank you. Thank you.
faithful and wise in counsel, forever mighty God. Precious Father, everlasting, blessed Prince of Peace. Glory to God in the highest. Jesus, our Savior, the grace of God with us.
Rest on your shoulders, you rule on David's throne. Your kingdom here is now established, Christ our Lord of Lords. Glory to joy and hope and expectation are key.